On this episode, we're reviewing House of Blues Restaurant and Bar at Disney Springs. This is episode 291 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, please head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And our all-new lineup will be starting next week with the whole Capture the Magic network. So on Monday, you're going to get the new Capture the Magic Universal show.
Ooh.
On Tuesdays, you're going to get Main Street Magic with Rhonda and I. On Wednesday, you're getting Diz Dudes with Jared and I, so make sure you go out and search for the Diz Dudes and subscribe. Then on Thursday, you're getting the Capture the Magic podcast with Jared and Jamie Lee. And then coming soon on Fridays, we will have a Club 32 exclusive show. And speaking of Club 32, if you want even more content, including Diz Dudes Live, in-park and resort live streams from both Universal and Disney World when they open here very soon, CTM at the movies, 20% off all CTM network, merchandise, and so much more, check out Club 32 at ctmvip.com. At the time of this recording, 2021 vacations and packages have opened up at Walt Disney World.
Woohoo!
And we still have Universal right down the street that you
Absolutely.
Can book. So what you want to do is you want to reach out to ZippityDoo.travel because they're your trusted source for your next Disney and or Universal vacation. And if you go to travelwithzip.com, there's a quick little form you can go ahead and fill out. You can tell them what you're looking to do, whether it's this year at Universal, next year at Disney. They're going to give you a free quote. They're going to help you plan. They're going to get your vacation booked. All of this is at no additional charge to you. And if you want the best in not only Disney, but Universal theme park inspired coffees, teas, and more, you want to check out expeditionroasters.com. And if you use code CTM15 at checkout, you're going to save 15% off your entire order. Now that we've had an opportunity to get back to Disney in some aspects, especially
Yay!
Disney Springs, we're going to do a quick cast member spotlight. We're going to try and get back to doing this.
Okay.
We're going to go with our waiter, Bill, from House of Blues.
Yes.
And we're going to talk a lot more about House of Blues and him during this episode, but I wanted to go ahead and get that out there to begin with. And so before we get into House of Blues, Rhonda, let you talk a little bit about our appetizer and drink spot that we decided to stop at with our good friends Kat and Michael.
Well, I'm going to go a little bit back further and
rewind it.
Talk about this was Father's Day and our kids hung out with us and they were ready to just chill in the room all day. And our really good friends Kat and Michael were in town. And we were very excited to spend the entire day with them. So we did.
Yeah.
And I know you kind of miss the kids a little bit, but did you have a good Father's Day?
I had a wonderful Father's Day.
Good.
Even though my kids basically weren't included. Which was fine because I think part of being a father is making sure that your kids are happy with what they're doing. And as much as I hate to say it, like, I would love to say, kids, come to the park with me. Do this with me. But if that doesn't make them happy at this moment, and they're almost 10 and almost 13, they don't always want to hang out with their amazingly hilarious and awesome dad for some odd reason.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make sure that they were happy.
Yep.
And so I missed them very much that day as they chilled in the room. But I'm okay with it because I had an absolutely incredible day.
Yeah. So we totally enjoyed our entire day with the four of us, me, you, and Kat and Michael, and it was phenomenal. They are wonderful people. Love being with them. So, we headed to Disney Springs because Kat needed some home
from
Disney.
And we're staying at Universal.
Yep, we were staying at Universal. They were staying at
Royal Pacific.
Yep. And we were staying at
Sapphire Falls.
There you go. So
we finish each other's sandwiches.
So yeah, so we were together all weekend and we were like, okay, we have to go to Disney Springs. Yeah. Which was wonderful. So we went over there and we decided to stop at the Boathouse for, well, we were going to do dinner, but mm-hmm. they didn't take tables. Mm-hmm. So we actually just had a couple of drinks and a couple appetizers and then we moved on. But if you'd like to go back to episode 89, we do have a dining review from the Boathouse Restaurant Marrakesh and Tutto Gusto. And episode 144, we have a dining review on the Boathouse part 2.
Yes. Full dining review then. Yeah. So if you want to go back and listen to those, you can. Yeah. But we're not going to dive deep into Boathouse, but talk about the what we did have.
So there. we sat on, I do believe we sat on the floating dock, correct?
Yeah, it still was the floating dock, which we have not recommended in the past, but there's not a lot of action.
There wasn't, but the amphibicars were going, mm-hmm. which was neat to see. So we sat there, and so Michael and I love oysters. He would have done them raw, but because of me, I can't just do them raw. So he was kind enough to do them steamed with me, and we did oysters on a half shell. And Jeremy actually enjoyed them too.
I did.
So what kind of oysters were these, babe?
So they have, this is one thing that's amazing about Boathouse, and they've actually now, you know, when they first opened here May 20th, they had a very limited menu. And honestly, a lot of the seafood was not on the menu, which they're well known for. And so when we first walked up, we're like, are you guys doing basically your full menu? And they said, yes. I said, okay. So when we sat down, they have these oysters on the half shell, and they'll have a separate oyster menu that is printed every single day
mm-hmm.
because they're getting them in fresh every day yes. from all these locations. So we went and we picked, and I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me, but we picked like the first oyster, and
our waitress. Well, they were sold out.
Yeah, our waitress Sarah came back, Sarah with an H, came back and said.
Which is ew.
Yeah, said. She said, we're sold out, and we're like, okay, well, you know, we'll try these, and I think they were actually sold out. We got to the third oyster on the list.
We did, okay.
But these were from Duxbury, Maine.
And Michael said...
They're like, I know where that is.
Yeah, and that'll Michael was delicious. Like, that's great.
And a lot of these are going to be from, like, the New England, right. you know, northeast area.
I don't know, so I would have been like... Sure, right. whatever.
Like, whatever.
But it was neat to hear Michael say, yeah, those are great.
Yeah, those are good.
So
we ordered half a dozen, and of course we got them steamed for Rhonda, and I actually prefer them steamed. Now, the only thing is, so their setup is supposed to be, it comes with a Gibson's Bombay cocktail sauce and a cucumber mignon. I'm not sure of that one, but, and they'll range from $3.50 to $4 each. So they're not cheap.
No.
You know, I mean, they're, you know, and for good reason, because this is
right.
a high quality place.
Correct.
That's bringing them in fresh. And some yep. of these, I believe she said, even like the Duxbury, I think are like grown and made specifically for the Boathouse.
Nice.
Like, so there's lots of things that are specific to the Boathouse. So we got half a dozen. She brought them steamed. We did not have what I'll call the setup, but we asked for, you know, cocktail sauce and horseradish,
yep.
Which was good. I usually like mine with like the crackers. Like the Lance
crackers. Yeah, we were surprised
crackers.
They didn't have those.
Now, I actually prefer them with the Lance crackers if they're raw.
Ew.
Because I've had raw.
Okay.
So, no, but what did you think of the oysters?
So, there were no crackers. So, basically, you were just putting some either A, horseradish, or mm-hmm. B, cocktail sauce in the shell and eating it. I actually... never thought that I would care about an oyster, where it was from or how it tasted. I loved these.
Oh, good. Okay.
These were amazing. I put some horseradish in one and then I did some cocktail sauce in the other. And I thought they were great.
Yeah.
The texture was great. It wasn't too, it was just everything yeah. was wonderful.
I enjoyed them. I like the flavor and all. I like the cocktail sauce. I don't like giant oysters because I don't want to technically bite them.
And these were all smaller.
These were very small. Mm-hmm. That was my only thing. These were very small at $3.50, $4 each. You know, you're talking six of them. That's what, six times four is $24
mm-hmm.
for six oysters. Let's chalk it up to location, experience, outside friends. I did enjoy them. I'm glad we didn't get 12.
Yes.
Okay. That'd have been crazy, right?
Well, like,
that'd
maybe.
Have been a lot of money.
And Michael loved them as well, which is Nate Deer too, because he is from Boston.
Yeah. So. No, I thought they tasted great. I almost wanted a slightly bigger oyster, which I normally don't.
Wow, you don't. That's impressive.
But the flavor, everything was good. Good saltiness.
Yeah.
If you're eating a booger of the sea, I think this is the way to do it.
Okay.
Now, what I would love to be able to do, because like to me, it's almost like wine. Like, I would love, because they have like half a dozen different oysters on the menu, just say, for the raw.
Oh, you'd like to try.
I would love to be able to get one of each and see if I could tell the difference. Much like wine for me sometimes. You think so? Like certain ones would be.
I bet you could, because these were so good. And there's been times where sometimes I felt like even steamed, they were slimier or they were.
But not at Boathouse. That's what I'm saying. You're not going to get a Boathouse. This isn't your like side of the road oyster bar, which I probably wouldn't recommend you go to. Do you think there's side of the road oyster bars?
No.
Right next to the Peanuts. If you guys have been to Florida. Yeah. If you've been to Florida.
Bald Peanuts and Gator Tail.
Peanuts on the side of the road. Every single one has a spray painted. Cardboard or wood sign that is the letter P and then what, hyphen or dash and nuts. N-U-T-S is how they, like,
P
they were like, you know
nuts.
What, if I'm spending all the time to make these, I'm not spelling out the whole word.
Nope.
That's, and they're delicious, but
they really are.
So again, this isn't your roadside oyster factory, which I would not recommend going to. You're going to get sick. So that's why I wonder though, because they're all going to be at such a high quality. Do you really think you could taste the difference?
I do.
Okay. Challenge accepted. I think we should try that.
Okay.
Would they?
I think we should.
Do you think they would let you order? Be like, I see you have six oysters. I would like one of each. They're probably going to be like, you're a pain in the butt, buddy.
They'd be like,
But here's the thing that's so great is she even said, so we said, it doesn't list that they'll do them steamed on the menu.
Correct.
And Rhonda asked, because it's a raw bar. And she said, you know, will you steam them? And Sarah said, yes, we will, but it may take longer. And here's the great reason why. They're all fresh. They're all hand-shucking them.
Yep.
You know, they're,
which
again,
is so
they're,
cool.
They're really putting in a lot of time and effort into making
so
these.
So that's why
them.
They're $4 each.
Agree. And that I become okay with. So then we've talked about this before, but we can touch on it again because we had this, two New Year's Eves ago?
Well, you didn't finish saying that they chuck them and then they have to go to the kitchen to be steamed and
steam
then
them.
They come out.
Right. Yeah. And then they have to be blessed by a priest was one of the other steps, I think. So why don't we talk about the appetizer we had, which we've had before.
We've had before. And
it's one of my favorites.
Yeah. And we asked Kat and Michael and they said yes to this, but we had the hoisin chili calamari. It's amazing because they're all rings, which I love. They have bell peppers, jalapeno, and serrano chilies, which are all fried.
Yes, with the calamari.
So everything is fried. And this is only $18. And Kat was so excited because she loves a serrano chili pepper. Mm-hmm. And it was funny because we went with Tina and she thought it was a green bean.
Yes.
And she was unfortunately highly disappointed when she was very spicy and needed to drink lots of water. But it was, as always, amazing. And Kat and Michael loved them. We loved them. Yeah. It was awesome.
It is such a light fry, which I love, and a tender calamari ring. And again, like you said, with the peppers, I think it's such a nice touch. And what's great is that the peppers don't really add to... I like this. They don't add to the calamari. So if you don't like serranos or jalapenos, it's not like you eat a piece of the calamari and you're like, oh, that has jalapeno and I don't like it.
Correct.
I wonder, actually, if they fry them separately and then put them together.
Yes.
But for somebody like me, I would take a calamari and then I would take a jalapeno and eat them together.
Yes.
Funny enough, the hoisin sauce is great, but I took one or two bites with the hoisin sauce and I was like, it doesn't need it. It's that good.
It was good.
And tender and, mm-hmm. and flavorful. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we decided, and like Rana said a little bit earlier, you know, we actually hadn't eaten like all day. Like we went mm-hmm. hard this past weekend.
We did.
And kind of skipped over some meals. And so by the time we're sitting down, we kind of collectively looked and we're like, do you guys take tables in Wonderland? They said no. And we started to look at the menu and add it up. And we're like, whew, this could be an expensive
night. That
would
be expensive.
Maybe we cut it off at some apps and drinks and let's go ahead and find somewhere else.
Well, we were looking at going to Homecoming.
Yeah, how'd that go?
With a new Shine Bar.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, with, I guess, all the COVID and the capacity of seating and stuff, we did go over there, and it was very hot that weekend, mm-hmm. and so we sat outside at the boathouse, which was great, but what?
You almost made it sound like boathouse. You said it a little weird.
Boathouse?
Yeah, you said, we're at the boathouse.
Okay. The boathouse. And we sat outside, and Kat and I agreed we were both ready to sit inside.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, when we went over to Homecoming and the new Shine Bar and everything, they were not taking any more inside.
Yes.
So
like
we were
not
like,
even a walk up wait.
No.
They were like,
it was
nope.
You had to sit good. Right, and you had yeah. to sit outside. Yeah. Which we just were like, we just need to sit inside.
Yeah.
So, which was fine. So we moved on from that. We were a little disappointed because Kat was wanting some mac and cheese. But she mentioned the House of Blues, and Jeremy and I have never done a review on it.
No.
We ate there before a concert one time, and this is when we actually decided to become annual pass holders.
Yeah.
So Kat mentioned, let's go there, and we were like, absolutely. So we came over to the House of Blues restaurant and bar, and obviously, if you're not aware, it is in Disney Springs. It is on the west side, so it is right by which will be the new it just left my brain.
Cirque du Soleil.
Thank you.
Right across from City Works.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it is American cuisine. It is $15 to $34.99 per adult. The dining plans, quick service is not available. If you do a Disney dining plan or a Disney dining plan plus, it's one credit, and a deluxe dining plan is one credit. The hours are 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. Discounts available are annual pass holder, 20% at lunch, 10% at dinner. Disney Vacation Club, 20%, and then Tables in Wonderland is 20%. Tables in Wonderland, do not forget, is 20% off of everything, alcohol yeah. included. I do believe that annual pass holder and all those don't come off alcohol.
Correct.
So,
and a quick mention, because with all of the things that have happened over the past few months, if your Tables in Wonderland lapsed during the time of the shutdowns,
correct.
They are currently extending it.
Correct.
Now, we had a little bit issue of that the Dockside Margarita Bar, but they took care of it once we
yep.
got it settled. And here, they straight up took it
because
yep. Kat and Michael were nice enough to use their Tables in Wonderland. Ours had expired in February.
Yep.
And with all the craziness, we're like, well, there's no point in renewing it now. So we're able to use their Tables in Wonderland and save 20% off, you know, food and drink. And even though theirs had expired, like, I think a month or so ago, they were like, we will totally accept it. We know what's going on. So let's dive into this place. And you just nailed that, by the way. That was such a great setup. You're getting good at this, honey.
Oh, thanks. I try.
So we're going to talk about, you know, the House of Blues. Like Rana said, we'd been here before. We'd eaten here years ago before we sat at the bar inside before we went to see 21 Pilots, which would have been in October of, golly, so 2016, I think.
Okay.
But it literally, we stayed at Port Orleans French Quarter. It was our first moderate resort ever for a night after the concert. And we actually decided that trip that we would become pass holders. And then history was made, I guess. like our history. Nobody else cares about it, but so let's so let's talk about the mouth-watering menu from House of Blues Restaurant and Bar. Showcases such staples as Creole jambalaya, slow-smoked pulled pork and shrimp with grits, as well as beefy burgers, street tacos, and fried chicken. And as you savor the flavors alongside a heaping helping of music from the South, be sure to check out the paintings and sculptures by over 60 Delta region artists. Plus, they also have amazing daily drink specials from 11:30 to 5 p.m.
And they do usually have a walk-up bar as well.
Outside
is really cool.
Got good, good, good deals.
That was not open.
Currently, no.
But it also was... I think a little bit later, yeah. And you know, it's on the west end of the west side, and so it was fine though, and we got to sit inside and have some nice AC.
Yeah, so what do you think about the atmosphere, the decor, the theming?
Oh, I've always loved the House of Blues.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
You were a House of Blues t-shirt collector, correct?
No, that is Hard Rock.
Oh, God, man. Oh, that is probably tough territory. That's like West Side Story.
I feel like
I feel like those two, like, yeah. Knife fight in the street, right?
Okay.
All right, man. Well, I really... So anyway, what did you think otherwise, the fact that it wasn't Hard Rock Cafe?
I really liked it. Again, we've been here before. This was really neat. I really enjoyed it. Enjoyed to go sit inside. And it was funny because... seeing inside and seeing where we went to around the corner for the concert, right? Because it was
right.
Like,
because it's all one giant complex,
right?
Yeah, and it's
I
an amazing
felt
thing
like there. They just kind of took the restaurant and was like emptied it and then put us in it.
Yeah,
so it was really neat. It was, I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I love the decor and stuff of a House of Blues, and I'm not like a blues fan. But I will say I grew up a Blues Brothers fan, which this is heavily influenced on.
Uh-huh.
And so a little, I guess, backstory. So growing up, my dad was a teacher, he was an educator, ended up becoming a principal. And he never taught at the school that I went to. He never principled, if that's a word,
principled.
At the school. He was never a principal at the school that I went to. But what he did do is he was very prolific in the Montgomery County school system. Everybody knew who he was. But he was definitely a leader. He was still to this day, I think there are many people in the Montgomery County school system who know my dad's name. I mean,
wow.
He was kind of a rock star. And so, which was awesome. But also, what that meant is, growing up in elementary school where I went, he was a different school. He got very involved in the things that were going on in schools all around. And he was a huge Blues Brothers fan.
Mm-hmm.
And so he and his friend, Tom Wooten, decided that they would put together their own little Blues Brothers group.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to have in elementary school sock hops. 1950 sock hops were our dances. And so my dad decided that he would offer to perform at them as the Blues Brothers.
Wow.
So it's great now, but as a elementary school kid, when your dad is performing on a stage in front of your entire school,
that was horrible.
It's a little bit different. there were some Jello wrestling incidents
Nuh-uh.
In high school. My
Stop
dad Jello wrestled with other principals.
Are you serious?
In my high school.
Oh my God.
And so I look back now. And I'm nothing but appreciative, and I absolutely love it, and I would do the same thing. Well,
wow.
Not really. I wouldn't.
Really?
Because
would
he's much more outgoing than me.
In Jell-O with somebody else.
Not in public. You maybe, but not in public.
Okay.
But no. So I've always had an affinity for the Blues Brothers. And what's so great about House of Blues is that it is... You know, it is so geared around this, and I'm not a blues fan, but it has this just culture and everything that is incredible. And I dare to say so much better than what Hard Rock does. Hard Rock is all over the place. Like, it is such a decades worth that I think it separates itself in a sense where House of Blues has such a cool culture, even if you don't love the blues.
Okay.
And the way it's decorated, the wood, I've said this before, I love, like, floor-to-ceiling bars, restaurants that are covered in, like, old-school wood paneling.
Okay.
And that's what this is.
Yeah.
So it absolutely knocks it out of the park.
Yes.
So one thing they do have is a brunch. They have a gospel brunch.
Oh.
Now, we've not done this.
Oh, I'm going to sing some...
I really want to do it.
Songs?
Sing one now.
No.
No? Oh, we're not prepared for
but
that.
But gospel, but are we going to sing some gospel songs?
So these are Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 1:30.
I want
to
do this.
Adult are about $33. Child age 3 to 9 or $15 plus. Alcohol, tax, and gratuity, right? So not for the children. You're not going to get them alcohol. But but I've heard wonderful things about the gospel brunch, and I don't know, you know, if it's back yet or what's going on.
Okay.
The one time I actually, another story. Can I tell one more quick story? Rana's rolling her eyes. But when I went the Roar Tour, this probably would have been 97, 98. We were in Myrtle Beach with all my friends. We were high school. Juniors or seniors, and the Roar Tour was coming into Myrtle Beach House of Blues.
What is the Roar Tour?
So it was a great tour, but Bloodhound Gang was on the tour, who I had become friends with. And so they were there, and I didn't even know. And all of a sudden I saw a sign, and I was like, oh, wow, Bloodhound Gang's there. So I went, and it was during the weekend, and they used to do the gospel brunch at the Myrtle Beach one.
Did you have the same gospel music?
No, I just walked in, and I saw... Lupus, who was the guitarist, and I saw their manager, and I saw, oddly enough, his name, the bassist was named Evil Jared, and they were eating lunch or they were eating brunch at the gospel tour, and I just happened to walk by and I was like, hey guys, remember me? And they're like, oh yeah, man. And I was like, I got my camera gear, can I get like a backstage pass? And they're like, sure, here you go. And so, but there was that one of the gospel brunches back then. So, no, but I would like to try this. We're not going to dive too deep into that because obviously we've not done it, but we will do it in the future. Their lunch menu and dinner menu are very much the same.
Okay.
So, do you, Rhonda, want to talk a little bit, and then we'll get into our specific items. Just go ahead and go through a little bit of their menu about what's available. Some of the things you can expect, and then we can talk about our specific items. And if you want to stalk... start about their extensive drink menu.
Well, they have a large drink menu. Lots of white wines, lots of red wines. I had my Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah.
They have lots of beer and lots of cocktails. And then they have refreshers.
Fiery bourbon that Michael had. Had the fire, like fiery bourbon. He had something like that. Some sort of fiery bourbon.
Yeah, I smelled it. I didn't taste it.
You and Kat were like, stings the nostrils.
Yep.
You could smell it.
So obviously they are doing paper menus, so you can either keep it or throw it away.
We kept it.
We kept it. They have appetizers such as voodoo shrimp and hobo wings. They have flatbread such as barbecue chicken and a margarita. They have salads such as steak salad, Cobb salad. Their mains, they have jambalaya, baby back ribs, sandwiches, a Juicy Lucy, a fried catfish sandwich. They have tacos, brisket, impossible. And then they have some sides. They have jalapeno cornbread, crispy Brussels sprouts, southern street corn, and mac and cheese skillet. They do have desserts. We did not opt for those.
No.
But they do have a bread pudding. I almost got it, but I figured we'd go somewhere else for that. So, yeah. So, it's a good size menu. They have the smokehouse, which is pulled pork, chicken, brisket, baby back ribs, andouille sausage. I'm not sure what that all includes, but I see this smokehouse
box. And that's one of their things. It's kind of like that southern barbecue flair, but then they have a whole bunch of other items that go with it.
Yeah.
So again, that's just a taste of the menu.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to read it all off to you. If you are a member of Club 32, we end up giving you the notes to all of this. It'll link out to the menu. You can go ahead and take a look at it, but let's start with the items that we did have. And here's how we view things with restaurants, you know, and it's good to be back doing dining reviews, right?
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, I love it. And I was so thankful we were able to have Kat and Michael with us. I was actually thankful we had not all eaten. So we got a lot of different items.
We did.
Because.
And so obviously we did not get an appetizer because we had that at Boathouse. So we were here strictly for dinner.
Yeah.
And Kat opted for the Southern salad, which is mixed greens, shaved apple, fennel, white cheddar, and toasted pecans. Now, she does have a peanut, pecan, a nut allergy.
Not a pea allergy, but a nut allergy. Yeah.
So she had them off and told them that she was allergic, and they were like, oh, and very attentive and like, anything else you're
they
allergic
as to? In Bill, who was an outstanding waiter. Yeah. I mean, he really was wonderful.
Yeah. And so he was like, oh my gosh, anything else allergic to? And she was like, no, it's fine. And so this came with a champagne vinaigrette for $9. You could add chicken for $7. She added chicken.
She added chicken.
And then she actually asked for double champagne vinaigrette. She said this salad was phenomenal. Yeah. She wants it right now. We were just talking to her.
Yeah, because we were asking them before this episode. Yep.
And she was
loved it, right?
She was like, I want some more of that champagne vinaigrette.
Yeah.
So that was really cool to hear. It was a big size. It looked really good.
Yeah.
So
it was a great portion. You know, you're talking about $9. You had the chicken for $7. That's $16. But this was a giant portion.
Yep.
And that's one thing that we always look at is the portion size. And I think we'll say this about potentially all our meals, and we can wrap up at the end. Had we had full lunches and maybe we weren't that hungry for dinner, these are very, very splittable meals.
Absolutely.
And
there's a
I'm
lot.
Glad we didn't because we got to try a lot more. So I'm going to continue to let you talk about the next meal because this is what you got.
Oh, this is what I got. I was very excited. So I looked and they have a shrimp and grits. And it says, our riff on the classic sautéed shrimp in chipotle cream sauce with chives on a crispy coated cheese grit cake for $21. And the more I got to thinking about it, I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. This thing was fantastic. In fact, it was so good and it was so big that I had Kat taste it. I had Michael taste it. And I had Jeremy taste it because I just wanted them to taste it. They were giant shrimp. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember how much count it was on the shrimp. I'd say probably 6 or 8.
Yeah. And big honking shrimp.
And big shrimp. So I cut them in half. Yeah. So maybe 6 because they were so big. And all four of us thought it was fantastic. This is something that I would definitely say to get.
Oh, yeah. And this, all right, it says crispy cojita cheese grit cake, right? This was straight up a deep fried grit cake.
Yep.
And easily the size of, if not bigger, a Klondike bar. Don't you agree?
Yes, but it maybe thicker.
Like, I think it was thicker.
Thicker.
And the outside was so crispy. The inside was so just gritty. Well, that doesn't sound good.
No, creamy.
Creamy. There you go.
The outside was crispy. The inside was creamy. And it was surprising for a grit cake.
Yes. Like, we've had grit cakes before, and I love the take on it.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing has been as good as this.
Like,
seriously, nothing has been as good as this. And what I also loved is that, you know, we said this before in past episodes, if you listen, about shrimp and grits, is that you like a more simple shrimp and grits.
I do.
Normally, that's just good grits with good shrimp. This had a lot of extra going on with the sauce and everything, but man,
did
it work.
And it was really neat because, so it was in like a sauce and so the shrimp and the, it was all like a sauce, and then the grit cake was sitting on top.
Mm-hmm.
But because the way it worked, and you could take a little piece off, you didn't have to have, you could take a piece of the grit cake without a bunch of sauce, or you could have a bunch of sauce. It was, I thought it was amazing.
Yeah. I feel like I say this so often lately, but maybe the best shrimp and grits I've ever had.
I
would go back, and next time we go back, I will get this. 100%. Okay. I would get this. Like, I was blown away by it. And it's also served in the bowl, in a bowl the size of a small bathtub. I mean, again,
it's really not.
You know,
but
$21.
$21 seems like a lot, but there was a lot of food.
So much food.
So I would say this was right up that $21 alley.
Had we not been so hungry, we would have split this. And $21
is a steal. Which I'm really glad we didn't.
Right. I wish we had. I wanted more. It was so good.
I kept giving you bites.
I know. You gave me a lot of bites, and it was so good. Thank you. So next, we're going to go to sandwiches and burgers, and Michael had the Yardbird, which is a bourbon butter brushed fried chicken breast with slaw, buffalo aioli, and dill pickle chips.
Which he asked for more.
He did ask for more. I think in spite
Michael,
of me.
No, he just loves pickles. I love pickles.
Yeah, well, settle down there. Served with french fries. Now, you can get this grilled if you would like. This is $17.
Yes, he did not get it grilled.
No, you got
it
fried.
It was beautiful.
It looked huge. Giant sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was a little bit jealous, and I loved my meal when I get to it, but this looked outstanding, and he loved it.
Yeah, he loved it, and he ate it all.
Yes, and I would love to. What I'd really like, now, this was chicken, of course, but again, I think the quality of food that we're talking about, I want to go back and get a burger.
Yeah.
Like, I really want to go back, and they have some great looking burgers. So we'll move on to the tacos. And I
just started to say, you didn't opt for a burger. What did you opt for?
So as soon as I saw tacos on the menu, I'm like, I love tacos. And I literally am like talking out loud, like,
and there's
tacos. What do we have
only
here?
Only three tacos.
Well, read about them.
You have the brisket, you have shrimp, or impossible.
Yeah.
So you have a brisket, which is, well, it says 16 carbs. I don't know.
$16.
Yeah. No, it says $16.
Oh.
I don't know. Anyways, it has little things, but sorry.
Okay.
It's built with corn tortillas. So it's chopped brisket topped with cojita cheese, slaw, pickled red onions, and cilantro crema. A shrimp is $16, and these are gluten-free. You have Cajun shrimp, avocado slaw, remoulade slaw. The Impossible, $16, gluten-free. Seasoned Impossible, grind, cilantro crema, roasted corn salsa, cojita cheese, and pickled onion.
Those are the only tacos that you have.
So Jeremy was actually thinking about these literally out loud. And Bill walks by and hears us and he goes, I'd get the brisket.
Yeah.
So what did you get, babe?
I got the brisket. And Bill was spot on. I want the other two. I really want to try the other two. But this was so good. Three tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Nice soft corn tortillas. Mm-hmm. But they've done my biggest issue normally with corn tortillas is that they get soggy and just split open. And these didn't. They held up.
Nice.
And sometimes corn tortillas can be very, very dry. And these weren't.
Good.
So they were perfect.
Good.
The brisket was slow cooked. It was tender. But what I like is to take something like that for a taco, whether you do like pulled chicken, pulled pork, pulled brisket, and you give it a little bit of a sear on a flat top or a pan, so it all of a sudden develops this little outside crust.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these did.
Nice.
You got tender brisket with a little bit of outside crust. You got the wonderful slaw and the cojita cheese. They were perfect. And
awesome.
Three of them was great. And they were filled. They were meaty. But the balance was so good. And another thing I always talk about is, like, you know, you take things like pizza, sandwiches, tacos.
Mm-hmm.
You can have the greatest idea for any of these, but if you don't balance the flavors right, you can ruin it. You know, like, for example, when that night we were heading back and the girls were like, we're hungry, bring us something home. And I was like, well, we're going to Royal Pacific. We're going to go to Jake's American Bar with Kat and Michael. They have pizza. And the girls were like, give us a cheese pizza. I said, okay. Brought home and they said, it's too cheesy.
So it doesn't make
sense.
Which to
me doesn't make sense.
Right.
But I get it. To them, the cheese outweighed the crust and it didn't work. And so I think that there is such a balance in perfecting foods like a sandwich, like a taco, like a pizza, like a burger, that it's great to say, you know what? I've got a burger that I'm going to put avocado and slaw and this and that on. But if you put too much of any one item, it can ruin the entire dish.
Right.
And I thought this perfected it.
Well, good. And so you ate all three for $16.
Oh, I ate all three like crazy. And I'd pay $16 again.
You didn't give me a bite, which is, was okay.
Did I, but I asked you for a bite. I said, would you like a bite?
And then you ate.
And you said, no, I don't want any of that stuff. Get out of my face.
No. And then you ate some of mine, which was great.
I did. But you made me feel bad now. What else did we get, though? We got one last thing that we had to get.
Like I said, the sides earlier, there's only four sides. They had jalapeno cornbread, crispy Brussels sprouts, southern street corn, and mac and cheese skillet. So
why we didn't get all of them,
I know.
I don't know.
I feel like we should have. But again, we each got a meal. Yeah. And
let's go back and just get all the appetizer and the sides next time.
So we did get some jalapeno cornbread because, well, first of all, we just love it. And then we actually didn't realize how big it was going to be. So then we were going to take it home to Kaylin because she loves cornbread. But again, we each had a piece, Michael, Kat, and Jeremy and I. It was a very sweet butter that was served with it. It was $10, but it was so good.
I mean, well, you say we each had a piece.
So good. And then leftover.
Yeah, this was in a maybe 7-inch by 2-inch deep skillet.
And then the whole thing was over,
right. And then we cut it in half. Mm-hmm. We ended up cutting it in quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And we each had a quarter. We brought an entire half home.
Yes.
Right? I finished it yesterday.
You did? Was it so good?
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, really?
The jalapeno cornbread.
I'm jealous.
And this is what I liked about it. Now, I like spice, so I would have been okay if it was spicy, but it wasn't.
Well,
so
it must have been a little bit because Kaylin did not eat it where she has eaten jalapeno cornbread before.
She also said she didn't like the pizza that night.
Okay. But well, anyways.
It was so
this
good.
This was a great dinner. Kat was 100% correct on coming here. And I would suggest it very highly if y'all are at Disney Springs and you are thinking about a good dinner, this would be one to put in the books.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's so many other places and stuff like that too, but I think this one got overlooked. It did for me. I am so happy that we were with Kat and Michael because it made me come here. So I would say if this is kind of like you're like, I'll try it one day. No, move that up to your top of I'm going to try it because it is so good.
Agree. It's going on my top list of underrated restaurants in all of Disney. Like I was really, really surprised. I remember eating there, you know, this couple years ago at the bar and I remember liking it. I think I actually had the shrimp tacos.
Oh, you did?
I'm pretty
probably sure
I had the shrimp tacos.
I don't remember what I had,
but I feel like nachos.
Again,
nachos are delicious. Why would you not get them?
Right. But again, this was when we decided
years
to become,
ago.
Like 4 or 5 years ago. So we weren't even thinking of doing, but I wouldn't say it wasn't something we did or didn't remember. We were specifically going there for one reason, which was to see a concert.
Right.
We needed to eat. So, but this was amazing that Kat was like, no, let's go here because it's really good. Yeah. And she was right.
Spot on. Yep. I will recommend this again and again. Highly underrated.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody go right now. And if you don't like it, then I'm sorry. You can blame Kat. but I do think, again, this is what I like is that, you know, we can take all the items we had and feel confident that all the other items they will have will be at the same quality, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? So I think that part about it is really, really good is that, you know, you can take a small sampling, but how good it was, I think you could expand to say the rest of the menu is probably good as well.
Absolutely.
So I would like to go back. But if you have eaten here before, we'd love to hear about it. If you have not, you should go ahead and go. And if you go to the Capture the Magic community on Facebook, you can respond once we post this episode and just say, have you eaten here? Have you not? What do you think of it?
Yeah.
And we hope you love it as much as we do.
Yep.
But if you've not already subscribed to Main Street Magic or Capture the Magic or the Diz Dudes or Capture the Magic Universal, please do so right now. And as long as you're out there, will you please leave all of us a rating and review?
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.
Let's get it out. Knock it out. Let's go. We're going to watch Yarn and Spell.
On this episode, we're reviewing House of Blues Restaurant and Bar at Disney Springs.
People will hate you if you talk like that.
You said we had to go quick, and I thought I would do the opposite.
Uh-huh.
On this episode, we're reviewing House of Blues Restaurant and Bar.